Welcome to Your Theories About Lost, the podcast strictly devoted to your theories. If you would like your theory heard, send it to theory@yourtheories.com. Visit our message board at yourtheories.com or call our voicemail at area code 630-559-1452. Just a warning, this podcast may contain spoilers. Luke was out sick this week, so the Darman Island sections will be carried on to next week. Your theories about it all. Patchy, by Nocturnal Beast. Here is a crackpot theory to consider. Say that the Pearl video was made after the Swan video. How could Candle slash Waxman have a real eye in the Pearl video, but a glass eye in the Swan video? What if they harvested an eye from Patchy, so that Candle slash Waxman could have two eyes again? Yeah, I know, it's pretty stupid. But that's why it's a crackpot theory. Video on a Loop by Hanso Bro. This theory is a little strange, but what if the video feed Saeed saw on the Pearl TV was actually looped? What if that image we saw was playing over and over? I know it doesn't make much sense, considering the man with the patch seemed to know that the Lossies were there, but I'm just trying to throw out ideas. Get some thinking going, you know?
Your theories about the island in general. The cable, posted by Union X. Since the Hydra Island was introduced, it seems that the cable has nothing to do with the underwater Dharma station. What do you think? The F-Stop Blues replied, I'm not sure that the cable is used for much of anything. It looked like a towing cable, so it might be securing something, but who knows? It's Mrs. B added, I had been thinking it might be some kind of cable to connect the different viewing stations and or to enable the person in an observation station to view things across the water. However, if this looks like a towing cable, I really don't know much about what cables look like. Then I wonder if it could be some kind of cable car transport thing. You know, like the ski lift things that people use to get to the top of the hill. Maybe it is a way for a cable car to act as a bridge, either across or under the water. Or perhaps it is even going from the top of the mountain on one side, perhaps the Hydra side, to the ground level on the beach in which the Fusies landed. Is this possible? I really don't know the mechanics that would need to be involved. It's just an idea.
Your theories about the monster security system. The smoke monster, symbol of death. Hanso Bro wrote, Okay, well, in The Cost of Living, Echo is repeatedly told in his dreams to confess for killing those men in the church. Guessing he never did, he was killed by the black smoke. I believe that the black smoke is a symbol of death, and that when Echo said Locke and everyone else was next, he meant that the smoke was going to punish them for their sins, in a sense. I'm welcome to any replies. Echo dead. Smokey is back. Union X wrote, So, after The Cost of Living, Smokey does what he didn't do to Locke. Kill Echo. Echo is dead, but the question is, why? Was it really because he hadn't changed? Or is it more sinister? Also, anyone got a clip of the moment the monster killed Echo? The F-Stop Blues replied, At first I thought that the others had something to do with the black smoke, but I'm beginning to believe that it pretty much does what it wants. Perhaps the others are afraid of it too. I think that it would be cool if the Losties somehow manipulate the smoke for their own gain, like an attack on the others, maybe. Hurley Bird then wrote, The black smoke is not controlled by Henry's others, as I have predicted in my theory. It is controlled by another set of others. Apparently, according to Henry, the bad guys. This is an excerpt from my mega theory. Let me explain how I think it all went down. Let's assume the black smoke monster is a controllable creature. Its purpose is to scan your mind of all your thoughts. Let's assume Dharma controls the black smoke monster. In episode, the 23rd Psalm, we see Echo scanned by the black smoke monster. When we pause the still pictures, we see a church, his brother, his life as a drug lord, and his religious beliefs. We only saw the flashes, but Dharma scanned major parts of Echo's memory. They had time to create a program dream that would start with Anna Lucia with a bullet shot in her. They knew Anna Lucia was killed because they saw it in the closed-circuit TVs. Dharma can use any character from Echo's past since the smoke monster scanned him. They also included his brother, Yemi, as a major player in the dream. The purpose of the dream was to keep the Losties pushing the button and to keep the faith in the island. The experiment can continue. That's one side. Now, let's look at Henry's plan. Henry's others wanted to foil that plan because, as Henry said, we are the good guys. Henry is a prisoner in the hatch for one purpose, and one purpose only, to convince Locke it is all a joke, and pressing the numbers is all fake. Henry Gale uses every psychological trick in the book to break Locke's faith, and Henry Gale is successful in turning Locke. Locke is now Henry's pawn, and Echo is Dharma's pawn. Two sides. One apparently good, and the other apparently bad. Chris remarked, well, it may be that Locke didn't see the smoke monster. Locke described his experience as a bright, beautiful light. What did Locke see? The good others monster? Are there perhaps more than one monster? Union X responded, perhaps, but I like your idea, Hurley Bird. 'Cause the guy we see on the monitor happens to be there 3 minutes before the monster kills Echo. Perhaps he is one of the other group of others. Mrs. B. added, in referring back to Mr. Echo's encounter with the smoke monster in the 23rd Psalm, there was a huge amount of screen captures of the pictures inside the smoke posted all over the web. I haven't seen any screen captures yet from this encounter. Were there some images inside the smoke this time? I haven't seen any. Is that because there were none? Why not? And what does their absence mean? Mr. Echo's Black Smoke by Lost Fan. I guess Mr. Echo had a black cloud hanging over his head, and it had a willingness to kill him. It may be some sort of entity that judges living beings and then passes a sentence. It is definitely not of this earth, and to me could only be some sort of alien or dimensional being. It can take the form of people from our past, brothers, fathers, and people we knew. The F-Stop Blues replied, I don't think it has anything to do with aliens. It reminds me of Michael Crichton's book, Prey. The book is about small nanobots that escape from a laboratory and travel around the desert examining animals and killing some of them. It's Mrs. B. wrote, I really believe that nanobot theory. But unfortunately, Damon and Carlton keep denying this. In fact, in their last podcast made just this weekend, they expressed some frustration that fans just don't believe that nanobots are not involved. That's too bad, because it seemed to fit so well. But the buck stops with them. Your theories about the whispers. I think the whispers are, by It's Mrs. B. I think the whispers are people talking in the Dogen rooms. Those are the monitoring rooms of all the TVs. Fans of the Dark Tower series will get that reference. And people that are in all the places that they are hooked up to. There are speakers and mics in all the places that the observers monitor. I thought that I was listening to whispers when Jack heard Sawyer and other voices coming in through the intercom in the aquarium. And the voices that Sawyer heard when he became aware in the quote-unquote operating room. I know that the people Sawyer heard were in the room with him, but they sounded like some of the whisperers, the way they talked, the way they communicated. I really want to go back and read the whispered transcripts. I think that we can learn a lot about the others from the whisper transcripts, as I think it is them communicating in the monitoring rooms and being picked up by speakers with static in other monitored places that they are currently turned on. Perhaps all the places that are currently turned on by the person monitoring them can hear what is going on in each of the other rooms too. The sound system is old and full of static. Plus, people are at various ranges from the hidden mics, so that is why the sounds are in layers and different volumes. That's my theory. Johnny Branville responded, I like it. It makes sense. Goes with a lot of what I've been thinking about.
Your theories about the characters. I'm Eamon. My screen name on the message boards is Wazoo. Alright, three theories this week. Let's get right to it. First one, Carl Isn't a Prisoner, by Hansobro. My theory is that Carl isn't a prisoner. He is with the others, and put on an act to make Sawyer believe he was. Why, I don't know, but I'm suspicious of his character. Reply with thoughts. In response, F.Blues writes, yeah, he's probably one of the people who was there to make sure the captured Lossies behave. Sawyer saw what happened to him, so he wouldn't pull any of that crap. At least he wasn't supposed to. God knows that didn't work out very well. Alright, second theory. Alex, prisoner of the others. Again by Hansobro. I believe that Alex is a prisoner of the others. She is reluctant to do any of the merry little schemes that they go about doing, and is sympathetic towards the captors, Kate, Michael, and Claire. Maybe she was taken from Danielle as a baby, but grew up with the others, realized their cruelty and such, and is now a rebel. Any thoughts? Thanks, Hansobro. Alright, last one. Ben vs. Juliet, by Hurleybird. He writes, Black and white, good and evil. These themes continue in Season 3. I believe we will learn Ben Linus is really a good guy, and Juliet is the bad one. I trust Ben when he claims to have the tumor, and he believes Jack was sent by God to save him. I believe Ben's a good man. But within the others, there are two factions. One is good and would never kill or harm anyone, and one bad. I believe Juliet is the leader of the bad faction. Sawyer said in Glass Ballerina, that blonde had the gun pointed to you, she would have shot you, referring to Juliet. This shows us that Juliet is a killer. There is also a free will theme. To Ben, free will is important. Ben wants Jack to help him because it is Jack's will. Ben wanted to be Jack's choice. Jack will have to choose freely if he will kill or save Ben. Juliet also had a plan to show Jack the x-rays for Ben. She used the rescue of Colleen as an excuse to get Jack in an area where he would see the x-rays. Juliet's plan all along was to gain Jack's trust and convince him to kill Ben, but make it look like an accident. Juliet is taking a power play against Ben. I believe in the end Jack will save Ben and help his tumor because Jack is a good man. I knew this new theory is a bit out there, but what do you guys think? In response, Union X writes, I've got some ideas, but you don't think it's a bit too soon to make these assumptions? There isn't much evidence. Think back to Season 2. Ben was as sinister as the next person, so perhaps Juliet is playing a game, or maybe Ben is playing a bigger game. Again, Hurleybird writes, it's possible, but taking risks and predictions is what your theories is all about. Very, very true. Response to that, Union X writes, it's all about this, but I was merely saying that perhaps you should consider the past evidence. Well, good points to everyone. Thanks a lot. That's your theories for this about the characters for this week. Thank you, and namaste.
Thank you for listening to Your Theories About Lost. Once again, if you would like your theory heard on this podcast, email your theory to theory@yourtheories.com. Visit our message board at yourtheories.com. Or call our voicemail at area code 630-559-1452.
This podcast is a proud member of the Lost Podcasting Network. Get all your favorite Lost podcasts in one feed at lostcast.blogspot.com. lostpodcast.com.